34, new design of a base. Okay, by hook or by crook, we got to finish this Misafta tonight. Okay? So I have 75 minutes worth of tape. We gotta make it count. Okay? Last night I went all the way to the end. Okay, no comments now. You can ask questions, no comments. Anything which is more prevalent than its fellow precedes its fellow. Gemara is going to give examples of several, though not all the principles here. Anything which is more consecrated than its friend precedes its fellow as well. So really, we're not going to talk about Tadir. It's a famous principle, of course. You know, Tadir Kodem. Whatever's more prevalent comes first. That's why we make Kiddush on Shabbos, for the Kiddush of Shabbos, for Kiddush on Yontif, when we say Ritzei before Yalaviyavo, all that kind of stuff, okay? Para Mashiach Para Edo Omdim. What's the concept of Kom Kiddush Mechavero? Whatever is consecrated, Gomor Katsuka goes first. So if you have the power to be done by the Kohen Gadol, and because he made a mistake, and the power to be done by the Edo, by the community, because the Sanhedrin made a mistake, Omdim, they both stand in front of you. A Para Mashiach, Kohen goes Kiddush is superior, therefore his bull comes Kohen Leparede before the bull of the congregation. The Chol Ma'asav and all the deeds of which have to do with the carbon. The man comes before a woman because he's holier than a woman. Lachios to support him. Now the Baalvi seems to mean Lachios means to keep him alive, right? If you have a choice of saving the life of one person over another, you save the man over the woman. But the Yushalmi doesn't learn that way. The Yushalmi learns us to do it pure, sustenance. Sustain men or before women. Okay? He also gave him back his lost object prior to a woman. On the other hand, a woman, obviously because a man is more responsible for his own welfare, so therefore he has to return his last object, lost objects first. On the contrary, a woman comes first in terms of clothing, because obviously she needs clothing more to a greater extent than men, right? And to extricate her from captivity, as much as case where there's captives, you get them, you redeem the woman for the man. As much as name on the kakol, where there's the danger of rape, which could either be heterosexual, homosexual rape. So in each claim, at least you get the man out before the woman, because obviously the rape of a man is considered to be more perverse than the rape of a woman. So you take her out first. Okay? Says the moral of Fisha, Zem Mechaper, Zem Iskaper. Should actually be, I didn't change when I was preparing. It should be, this is the name Moshe made, so it should change. The person, the Kohen Gadol, comes to is considered to be holier and takes precedence because he atones for, whereas the congregation is atoned for by him. So obviously he's in a higher stature, right? For the person who does the atonement should come before the people who are atoned for. We find that alluded to by the Avot of Yom Kippur. The Kippur Batova Besova Kol Kaiso. First the Kohen Gadol atones for himself, then for the house of the priest, and then for the entire congregation of Israel. Nidvas Moshech Nidvas Nosi. What if you have in front of you a voluntary korban brought by the Kohen Gadol and a voluntary korban brought by the king? Nidvas, it should be Nasi Kodemes. The mistake here, it should be Nasi, because the Nasi is superior, right? Because he's the king, he's the boy, he's the man, right? Nidvas Sibam and Nidvas Nasi, if you have, on the other hand, however, the Nadava for the Tzibur and the Nadava of the Nasi, you have the voluntary carbon of a community, the voluntary carbon of the king, so the Nidvas here, the Shai Tesol changes it, the Nidvas Tzibur Kodem, the Nadava of the Tzibur comes first. Why? Because the Tzibur is obviously the source of the Nasi's significance, so the Tzibur comes before the Nasi. So it's kind of paradoxical. It doesn't really follow the principles of our Mishnah of Tadir and Mekudesh, rather it follows the principle of the relationship between the Kohen and the king, and the king and his nation. Oh, thank you. Okay. How was it?
Very good. Went all the way.
Went all the way. Okay, great. Okay. Nidvas Mashiach, Nidvas Sibor, Amikodem, who, when you have the Nadav of the voluntary carbon of the Kohen God on the Kohen, voluntary carbon of the community, who comes first? Let's learn out from here. Nidvas Mashiach, if you have the Nadava of the Kohen Gadol, and Siri Avodah Zorah, Kohen Gadol brings voluntary carbon, and you have a Sawyer which is being brought by a person who, by the community, sorry, by worshipping Avodah Zorah, I think it's a community, the community because worshipping Avodah Zorah, what comes first? So it says, the Gemara, Siri Avodah Zorah, it could mean the Syrian for Avodah Zorah come first. Why? Because the blood work of the goats brought when the community served Avodah Zorah, it was brought into the sanctuary proper, not just outside. The only reason why the blood, why the carbon of the tzibor for atoning for Avodah Zorah comes first is because the blood goes in to the sanctuary. Adam Rus teaches us that in a normal circumstances, Nidvas Mashiach and Nidvas Tzibor, if you have the Nadava of the Mashiach and the Nadava of the Tzibor, Nidvas Mashiach to go them as the Nadava of the Kohen Gadol goes first. So it's interesting because when you have the king, according to Shai Terzo's correction, which is based on the Bavli, by the way, when you have the king and the community, the communal carbon comes first. When you have the Kohen Gadol of the community, the Kohen Gadol's carbon comes first. Unless it's Sawyer Avodah Zorah, when the blood work goes on the inside, then that comes first. Okay? So it says, now we're going to more general questions. There was the bull brought for Avodah Zorah when the basin paskins are owned by Avodah Zorah, the Sawyer Aboyimon, it's accompanied by a Sawyer, which is a Chatos. Now the Par is an Ola. Okay? And the Sawyer is a Chatos, right? The Chatos of Chairs, and besides that, there's another Chatos. So look at this way. What's the order, right? The other Chatos is like nothing to do with this episode, just Tam Chatos. So a Par Kodem the Sawyer. Avodah Zorah is unique. It's interesting because normally you have you usually bring chatas before an ola, because first you do kapora and then you do the appeasement afterwards. But by Avodah Zorah you do first the ola and then the chatas. It's unique in that respect. At least I don't remember if you do it that way, but at least in the psukim it's phrased that way. The ola comes before the chatas. I think so. So Hayesh a parkim l'soyer. The Sawyer Koyim L'chatos Acheres. So there's a paradox here. The Par should come before the Sawyer. Okay, yeah, I got it. The Par should come before the Sawyer, right? Because that's the way it is in the Psukim, right? The Ola before the Sawyer. The Sawyer Koyim L'chatos Acheres, and the soul, the goat, which is the Chatos, should precede the other Chatos, right? Because it's part and parcel of this Par, right? So it should take precedence. Yet Chatos Acheres, because them is the Par. But although in the sequence of the korbanos of Avodah Zorah, internally the oil should precede the chatos, but in contradistinction with another korban, that other korban, which is the chatos, should precede the oil. You always do chatos first when you have two korbanos in front of you. So what order do you do here? It's a paradox. The oil of the Avodah Zorah has to precede the chatos, but the chatos of the other korban should have to precede this ola. So how do you work it out? So says more. Rabbi Yisrael says, became a child, Sawyer Mechus is Man Lapar, since the Sawyer can only be brought after the Par. Yeah, here it is. The Sawyer can only be brought after the Par. In other words, the goat, which is the Chatos by Avodah Zorah, is unique, can only be brought after the bull, which is brought as an Ola. So there, Bekamisha Kodmo Par Vachatos, so, became a child, Sawyer Mechus is Man Lapar, since it can't be brought, it's missing its proper time until the par is brought, can be shikadmo par, so it's as if it's obviously the par is considered to be first in the order. The chatas acheres kodem is the par. That's why the chatas, for whatever other carbon you have present in the base of mikdash, comes before the bull. Okay? Upashlo vodazora kodem lasora aboimo. The par of vodazora, of course, comes to before the goat, which comes with it. B'nei shekam ha-mikra kozen, the psukim comes first. Rabbi Shmuel v'achoy, the Rabbi Brechia, Shmuel, the brother Rabbi Brechia, boy, he asks a question, miyato, that's okay, show Rosh Chodesh. Now, although it says Rosh Chodesh here means any yomtiv, yikdom l'sar ba'imo, let the oilas brought on any yomtiv, starting from Rosh Chodesh, of course, the first one, the hierarchy, right? First one, not in the hierarchy, but in the order of the parashiyos, in Pinchas, right? Should always come prior to the Sar HaBayimo, right? Should always come prior to the Sar, which comes with it, quote, before the goat. Mivnei Shekodmo, right? Because it comes first in the Pasuk, right? It says first the Pasukim, and then it says, in all the Bayolion time, it says at the end of their list of korban sir chatos sirzim echad chatos. All right, the sirzim echad chatos is always at the end of the list, so their ola should all be see their chatos, right? Yeah, we know it's not true. How come? So it says the gemara, Amrei Rabbi Ba Mori, Rabbi Ba Mori. Probably it's Rabbi Av Mori because that's usually his name all over Shas. I didn't notice before. His name is usually Rabbi Av Mori. So in any event, Rabbi Av Mori said, Yachil Chatas Didei, Leis Yachil, you can't say that. Chatas Didei Choser, you know, there's a unique language by the Chatas of Avodah Zorah. By the Chatas of Avodah Zorah, that code it says, the word chatos is spelled ches tes sof. It's missing the aleph. So it's missing the aleph, so therefore it's a deficient chatos, and that's why it's brought after the yoilo. But by any other korban on any yontif, the chatos must precede the yoilo. And besides that, to boot, I'll give you a nice other drosha says more. Ola satomidi ha-sevenisko, it says, the sirizim echol chatas al ola satomidi ha-sevenisko. So that means the chatos of the yontif is juxtaposed to ola satomid, right, which is the first carbon in the morning. So it sounds, so with this, the pasuk here is going to say really, that even though I just told you all about the olos brought on yontif, the chatos is brought in juxtaposition, meaning first after the tamid in the morning. So therefore, the chatos always precedes the oil by all the korbanos. Okay? Carbon Isha. You have carbon man, carbon woman, carbon each according to sacrifice, the man's first. That you say, B'shush name Shavim, where both korbanos are the same. But the woman is bringing a bull, and the man is a skin flint, and he's only bringing a goat, right? In that case, they say, even if a slave brings a bull, Varabo maybe, Gilan Ephraim and changes to Gedi, and his master brings a goat, so the Eved, according to Rabbo, the Eved's carbon comes before his master's. Why? Because it's a more chosher of a carbon. Okay? The Tzina time we learned over there, Par Mashiach, Par Aida, we learned over there that if the power of the Kohen Gadol was standing, the power of the community is standing, Par Mashiach, Kohen, Par Aida, Chol Ma'asov. The power of the Kohen, the Aida comes before the power of the Kohen Gadol comes before, his bull comes before the bull of the congregation for all mean things. Now that teaches us nothing, actually, because they have the same carbon for both. So the Shaddai Tzitzel just wants to change this price. It says wrong price. So what the price we should have brought down is the price which says somewhere, Hapar Koinim Lusir, the bull comes before the goat, which of course is what we're saying, that even if the bull belongs to the slave and the goat to the master. Kinefraim is the term Shaddai wants to put in the word, the Chulayir, and it says at the end of the price, so it says something about the bull coming before the goat. Anyway, the same idea. Okay? Says Amara Maitzeb Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Kiva. Now this is a couple of cute stories about fundraising for Tzedakah. Okay, Maitzeb Rabbi Elazar, and the best of my knowledge is not in the Bavli. They're not in the Bavli. Maitzeb Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Kiva Shalul Chulas Antiocha. The one once went to a place named Chulas Antiocha. Alei Shemagav is coming to go raise money for the Chachomim, meaning they're raising money for their yeshiva. Vavataman Chad, a certain individual there, Abba Yehuda, his name was Abba Yehuda, and Ovid Mitzvah Be'ayin Toiva. He used to do mitzvahs with a kind eye, and he used to give a lot of money to Tzedakah. So Pam Achasher Mechazov, once he went, he lost his property. Baro Rabbi said he saw the rabbis coming to collect money for him. He gave up, but here it means he got embarrassed. Ola basically went back to his house, but no, only else said his face looked sick. Amalisha, so his wife said to him, why is your face ill? Amalo, so he said to her, Rabbi Seinu Kana, our rabbis are here, but any of them, I say, I don't know what I'm going to do, because I have no money to give them. So Ishto, look at this, Shoisa Tzadekes Mimenu, she was more righteous than him. You see that? The wife was more tzadekes. She said, Amalo, she said to him, Nishtaira Loch Sadachas, he got one field left, Lechem Mechor, Lechetzia, the same lamp. Go into the Afi and give it to the Chachon. Baruch Vasakeni went and did it. We brought it to Rabbi Seinu. He came to his rabbi, the rabbis, but no time he gave him the money. The spiral over saying the rabbis died, and Rabbi Lehi said, Abi Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Chesron Osecha. Hashem should fulfill your losses. In Kshoachlem, as they went, Yorad Lachroshi went down to plow, but to Chatzi Sodeh in this half field. In Kshoachlem, while he was plowing, but so Chatzi Sodeh in the half of his field remained him. Shoka Paraso, his cow's leg sank in the ground, Finishbra, and it broke. So Yorad Lachroshi, so he went to take his cow out of the ditch. Veira Kushbrochi, and Nova Kushbrochi illuminated his eyes. Umotso, see why he found the treasure. Vamari said, the Tavasi Nishba Rega Parasi, for my own good, my cow's leg broke because I found this treasure. Uvaduras Rabuseinu, when the rabbis came back next time to collect money, so Shalom Yilavid, they asked about Abi Huda. Vamari, they said, my Abi Huda, how's Abi Huda doing? Armin, they said, Man Yocho Chame Apoid Abi Yehuda. Who can go see the face of Abi Yehuda? He's become so great. Abi Yehuda Teroy is Abi Yehuda who is blessed with oxen. Abi Yehuda Gamloy is Abi Yehuda who is blessed with camels. Abi Yehuda Dechamroy is Abi Yehuda who is blessed with donkeys. Chazar Abi Yehuda Kamoshoyer, Abi Yehuda, and they summed up and they said, Abi Yehuda came back to his previous stature. Voyetzer Rabbi Seinu came to his rabbis in Shobish Loima. And that he came to the rabbis and asked how they were doing. Armin Leitzer inquired for their health. Armin Leitzer, they said, Ma be Yudavid. So they said, what are you doing? How are you doing? Armin Leitzer, they said, Osta tfilos seichem, your tfilos made peros u pere peros. Right? We made your fruit, your tfilo was very much accepted. It made fruit and fruit of fruit. Armin Leitzer, so they said to him, in response, they said, you should know, even though other people gave more than you last time around, right, because he was deaf to last time around, Oschok Osam the Rosh Timus, we put you at the head of the list, meaning we're going to, we made you the honoree at our annual banquets, right? So, Voshivu Natlu, they took him, Voshivu Atzlam, they sat him by them, the Korlov Aposak Azeh, and they, in other words, he sat with them on the head table, at the dais, and they said concerning this Pasuk, Matano Dom Yachiv Lo, the gift of the individual will expand for him. The Negolim may kind of place him before great men as it did for him. And we sat with the great men. Rabbi Chia Bar Boha went to, you know, to collect stock, to stipulate how much stock people should give. Behem base medlash short Tveria. In the base medlash in Tveria. Vavu Tamon, mean the Bar Silne. The certain person from the family of Bar Silne, who pasa called the litra dahav, and he pledged a litra of gold, which is of course an astronomical sum. The tulo rachia rachia chibarba chibar took him, but Shiva had someone put him by him. In other words, gave him a chair on the mizrach, right? Because so from this we have seen the makar putting the president on the eastern wall of the shul, right? Okara love a pasuk as he said about him this pasuk. Matzah Adam Yachiv Lo, the gifted individual will be expand for him. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Ala Botzer. Shimon Ben Lakish went to Botzer to collect money. Vavataman Chad Rapon Ramaya. He was the master cheater there, master con man. Says more Chaslid Lover Ramay. Chas Shalom. This fellow was not a great cheater. Elo rather shemaram mitzvahs, he would cheat in doing mitzvahs. How so? He would make matching pledges. He would see how much the tzibur was going to give. Whatever they gave, he would match that. The Torah, Shemilogish took him, Shemilogish put him by him, and the Vukara love Apostle Gazette, he said about this Apostle, Matzah Nodim Yachim Lovu Goymer. From this we see that you honor people who give lots of money. Says Marv Ish Kaidim Lisha, a man comes before a woman, okay? Akdum Shoya Zelachios Vizelachios. That's true, and both are for sustenance. Or Zelachios, they're both for clothing. Hareshoya, and then we have the order in our mission, that man is first for sustenance, woman is first for clothing. However, Hareshoya Zelachios Vizelachios, what if the man needed sustenance and the woman needed clothing? In which case, we said that the man is superior for sustenance, the woman is superior for clothing. So what do we do then? From here. The Ma Rabbi Shem Levi Shem Rabbi Antigonus, Rabbi Shem Levi Shem Nehra Antigonus, Ksus Eshes Chaver, the clothing for the wife of a Tam B'chocha. Versus, B'chaya Amoretz, the livelihood of an Amoretz, Ksus Eshes Chaver Kodem is Chai Amoretz, the clothing of the wife of Tam B'chocha comes before the sustenance of Amoretz, B'pnei Kvodo Shel Chaver. Right? Because of the honor of the Tam B'chocham to whom she's married. So what's clear is that that's only where she's the wife of the Tam B'chocham while the Tam B'chocham is alive. But if there was all things were equal, we have to support a male and we have to buy clothing for a female who's not married to a Tam B'chocham. In that case, also Shalachios Kodim, the man is supposed to take precedence over the woman. The man to sustain as opposed to the woman to clothe. Okay? Says the Gemara, you're enjoying this Gemara, aren't you? No, it's okay. You just look like you have some comments you want to make. Okay, good. Okay, save for your speech at the seal. Says Gemara further. Not this week. Avedoso v'avedoso aviv. His loss and his father's loss. Shaloko demis. You look for your lost object before you look for your father's lost object. This is, of course, in the Bavli as well, right? We even had it early in the Ushami. Avedos of Avedos Rabo, his lost object, and his Rebbe's lost object, local demons, his comes first. Avedos Avi, Avedos Rabo, his father's lost object, and his master Rebbe's lost object, Shirabo Kodemus, he looks first for his master's Rebbe's, Shavi Vivil Chayel Amaseh, his father brought him to this world's life, the Rabo Shalim Del Chachma, but his Rebbe taught him Chachma, Hevil Chayabo brought him to the world to come. The Rabbo Shalim Do Mishnah, now clarify tomorrow, what by Chochmuin, his Rebbe taught a Mishnah Velo Rabbo Shalim Do Mikra. It's a fascinating thing, I guess, because Mikra you really can learn on your own, I guess. But Mishnah, that you need the Rebbe, and therefore the Rebbe is critical in terms of he takes precedence over the father. Ima Yahavi Shoku Kenei Rabbo. Now if his father was like his Rebbe, then Avi Kodem. So then his father's lost out takes precedence. Says Umara Mahoil. What difference does it make if his father is of great stature? He didn't teach him. Right, we're assuming that he learned from Rebbe. So what difference does it make his father's stature? Tell you about your HaKoritz HaTov to the individual. Says more very interesting answer. This is a classic Yerushalmi. It's on the Bavli. It says here, Imaya Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Rabbi Yisrael Rabun said, B'shoaya chatzi tamunu mizeh, chatzi tamunu mizeh. He learned half of his learning from his Rebbe and half from his father. So the fact that it's his father pushes him over the top. Okay? Now, what about this? This is amazing, Kumar. Your father lost an object. You learned half of you learning from your father. When your mother lost an object, she's no longer married to your father anymore. She's a grusha, right? Now, theoretically, if you didn't learn anything from your father, didn't learn anything from your mother, so flip a coin. Who's you go for first? If they're divorced. If they're married, the mother's also under obligation to the father, so go after the father's lost object first. But if it's they're not married anymore, so flip a coin. But what if your father also learned a lot of Torah from? Okay? That's the question. So says Umara, Mikoidem, Aviv Hushi Yikdom. Does his father come first? Oh, actually, a cult Talmud at the end, do we say no? His father doesn't come first just because he taught him half his learning, unless he taught him all of his learning. And we don't know. The Gemara does not resolve that. Similarly, Avedus Rabbah Shechatzi Talmud Hemenu, the Aveda of your Rebbe, from whom you only learned half of your learning, right? Not most of your learning. Avedus him on your mother, then your mother lost an object, Rusha Milav, if she's divorced from your father. Now, the fact is, Rusha Milav, obviously, doesn't really matter in this case. Mikodem. So who comes first? So Rabu Shehikdom, does it mean his Rebbe comes first? Oh, do we say no, he's not going to be truly his Rebbe? Hachia Kol Tamunim Man, until the all meaning, I assume, most observance from this individual.
Might matter if he has, if the father has custody of his father's house, that's
could be, it seems so we're talking about an adult though now. Okay? Avedos of Avedos of Imo, Avedos of Aviv, Avedos Rabo. All these lost objects got lost at once. This is a real klutzy family, right? He lost something, his mother lost something, his father lost something, his Rebbe lost something. Shalokodem, his comes first, and the Shaitan so changes because he adds in Shalokodem Rabo. His comes before his Rebbe's. And Virabo, getting back to the text itself, Laviv, his Rebbe's comes before his father's. Laviv, Limo, and his father's comes before his mother's. And Limo, I guess Vimo we'll take out. Okay. Vimo, Limo, period. We'll take out, try this over Vimo, Larabo, because obviously the mother's lowest on the totem pole. Says my understanding below must be so. He is an obvious. It's a Mishnah. Ha'ish koydem liisho la'achios la'achioso la'shiva veda. We all this logical hierarchies, right? And the man calls you for the woman, right? In terms of shavas aveda, not just in terms of sustenance. So remember, says more, and I might have told Shem Rabbah Shom that that's only true if there's no Rebbe there. Once there's a Rebbe there, so then there's no subsequent hierarchy. But maybe the hierarchy only extends to who goes first out of two. But once there are three, may or four, maybe, you know, in that case, the hierarchy determines not who goes first, determines who goes first, but not then who goes second, who goes third. That's Chidush's price, is that the hierarchy continues down the line. Okay? Says the Gemara, Asa Me'emel Chakam, tell you, if you Rabbah Shami and Ms. Rebbe is there, there's still a hierarchy. Okay? Hu Vimo, similar case, Hu Vimo, Rabbah Vaviv Omni Mashevi. He and his mother and his Rebbe and his father are all in captivity. Now, here normally the wife comes before the husband, right? Because women get redeemed first out of captivity. Who comes? Imo, he comes before his mother. Vimo the Rabbah, his mother comes before his Rebbe. If a Rebbe, Rabbah, love it, his Rebbe comes to his father. Before his father. Says the Rabbah, Lomba, Stisa, he is not also our mission. Says, so Ishka, Isha, Kodem, Islish. The mother, the woman, comes before the man. Vis-a-vis clothing, and taking out of captivity. Says more again, the same thing we say before. So I remember Shane Rabbah Shom. I might say that's when his Rebbe is not there. Asimenu Chafil Rabbah Shom becomes to say, even his Rebbe is there, the mother takes precedence before his Rebbe, and this is even Rabbah Muvok. You redeem your mother from captivity before you redeem your Rebbe from captivity. Still making faces. Okay. So says Mar, we can erase that from the tape if you want. Says Mar, who be mova vaiter? Ezu Rabba, who's your Rebbe, Koshalim Del Chachma. So the first opinion is Koshalim Del Chachma. Shalim Del Chachma. Or culture, the second opinion, now, actually, that's just an introduction. So what's called Shalim Del? We have this back in Bar Metzia and by the Ushami as well. Ezu Rabbah Shalim Del Chachma, who's his Rebbe taught him Chachma, Kosher Pasach Lo Tchila, anybody who's the first one, taught him Aleph Beis, you know, they taught him the way to learn. Even a mayor, or a mayor says. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Gravy says, Kosher Rav Talmud, the men are anybody from whom you learn most of your knowledge. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Kosher Ari Na Mishnah, so even if he taught him one Mishnah, that's enough. Illuminate one Mishnah for him. That's his Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Gravy said, Halacha Kami Shom Meir Kol Talmud, Rav Talmud, Shom Meir Kosher Rav Talmud, Amen. Now, Halacha is like he who said, the one who taught you most of your learning. Lama L'Apostle Rabbi Yehuda, why is he not Taylor Rabbi Yehuda? Now, let me say, Rabbi Yehuda said that statement. So it's my is tani tani umachli, because there's some version in which the names attached to the different opinions are switched. So therefore, just so it's as opinion which he passed, not the individual he passed. Rabbi Lezer was machmir and korah, maybe he passed this way. Rabbi Lezer was korea al shapaslo tchila. He ripped kriya on his olive base rabbi, the one who taught him the fundamentals of learning. Shmuel Chad, Shmuel revealed the shoulder, which was a sign of Avelis, which is archaic, we no longer do it. Al Sheir Einav Mishlas, so some illuminated his eyes in one Mishnah. Umar Einav Mishlas, so what's the case? Illuminate them. Rabbi Yisrael illuminated them in the following Mishnah. It says, when they open the doors in the Beis HaMikdash, Mavtech Echad Yerli Lamis Beis HaShal Shechi, one key goes all the way down to your armpit, and Echad Pasek Yerli, one key opens directly. So what somebody explained to him, what is one goes down to the armpit? He would stick his hand in an amot shloiftach. In other words, as we learned when we learned there in Talmud, so one guy opened the front of the door, and the other guy would put his arm through a hole in the door and open from the other side. Okay, so those are the two openings. Rabbi China Abba Mestanach, Rabbi Chia Barbar. Now we know Rabbi Yochanan, we had it earlier in Horios, Rabbi Yochanan writes Kriya, Torah Kriya, and Rabbi China was not as Rabbi Muvok. He was Machmir. Even though you only have to do Kriya on your Rabbi Muvok, he did it even as Rabbi Shenu Muvok. Who was his Rabbi Shenu Muvok? Rabbi Chanino. And it says, this story actually also in Bob Metzir, where Rabbi Chanino Abba Mestanach, Rabbi Chia Barbar, but Tzibor Chanino was leaning, Rabbi Chia Barbar, but Tzibor Chamukla Amar Pari, he saw everybody running. Amar Lezer said, "Lama," he said to Rechina, said to Rechina, "But Lama Klama Pari, why are they all running?" Amar Lezer said, "I'll tell you why. Rabbi Yochanan Dar Yasi Darshin Beis Menasha the Rabbi Benoya. Rabbi Yochanan is sitting Darshin the Beis Menasha Rabbi Benoya. The whole Amar Pari, everybody's running Mishmenei to go hear him because he's such a great speaker." Amar Rechina said, "Brichach Monel Chaimli Peren Adon Bechaim. Bless the Kosh Baruch who saw me who showed me fruit while I'm still alive." Why? Because I got it to punch his leg. I taught him all he knows in Agarata, not in Lomdis, but in Agarata. Chutzi Mishnah because, except for Mishnah and Koel, said I never taught this. Okay? Stay in Mondi Bekola. If they're both under the possibility of rape, or each Kodem Lisha, the man takes precedence over the woman. Lama, why? Isha Darko Lachain, the woman's a derech is that she gets raped. Right? That's what happens. That's life. Whereas, another reason not to teach women, Daf Yomi? Men, it's an aberration. Okay? Maisa Rabbi Yeshua, Maisa was Rabbi Yeshua, all the Romans went up to Rome. And they said, Altino Kechel Yushalmi, there's a certain teen child from Yushalim, shot money, wet, red hair, and refer nine, beautiful eyes, but over here, he was handsome. Futsosa Mitzvah's daughter thought at time, and his hair was very fine. It was in curls across his head. Voime Bekalon, and he was in danger of being raped. Right? The boy was in danger of being raped. Volach Rabbi Yoshua, Volach Rabbi Yoshua, Volach Rabbi Yoshua came, went to check him out, see what it's like. Came to Rabbi Yechila Pisco, once he got to the opening where he was being held in prison, and then Rabbi Yoshua Volmer, Rabbi Yoshua opened his mouth and said, Mina Salim Shiso Yaakov, who caved over to desecration, the Jews, and Mishiso means ripping apart, Mishiso Bozim, and Jews to looters, and Amishiso to looters. Allah Hashem was not God. Then Atina Vamar, Vamarlo, so the child opened and responded and said, Zuchotanu lo, it's coming to us, because we sent him, we did not go on his pathways, so we didn't listen to his Torah. Yad Zogol in the most immediately Rabbi Yeshua started crying. Varmai said, "Made on I Elias to Shmaya besides I testify upon myself, heavens and earth, Shani Zaz Mikam not bully fear Achim dead until I redeemed this kid. Ubdob Mon Arabi redeemed for lots of money, the Shoghlar to Saw and he sent there to Israel to learn the Kurla apostle, because then he said about him this apostle, Bnei Kohim Am Suloim Bapaz, the precious children of Zion." Okay? Halachay, last halacha in this Mesechta. Kohen Kodem LeLevi. A Kohen comes before a Levi. Levi saw, Levi comes before he saw in Stalka and stuff like that. Okay? He saw the Mamzer, he saw comes before Mamzer. Mamzer Nos, Mamzer comes before Gibbonite. Nos in the Mamzer, Nos, Gibbonite comes before a convert. Right? Because they're JFPs. Begir, Levi Shukor, a convert comes before a released slave. And if I went to the troop, Shakul and Shrub, it's only they're all equal in their stature. But if there's a mamzer who's a Talmud Chacham and a Kohen Gadol who's an Amoretz, then a mamzer, Talmud Chacham, Kohen Gadol Amoretz, you do what you can for the mamzer, even though it's a Talmud Chacham, because it's a Talmud Chacham, even before you do for the Kohen Gadol who's an Amoretz. Okay? In terms of the hierarchy, whatever you do to redeem captives, etc., Chacham Kohen Lamelch, first you redeem the Gedolim, right? Then Melech Koidim Lekohen Gadol, king before pre-high priest, Kohen Gadol Novi, high priest prior to the prophet. Novi Kohen Moshe Muhammad, the prophet prior to the anointed Kohen which goes out to war. Moshe Muhammad, the anointed Kohen who goes out to war, Kohen Rosh Mishmar comes before the head of the watch. How many watches were there? 24, correct. Rosh Mishmar, the head of the watch, Kohen based off because before the head of the household. How many households was each Mishmar divided into? Guys, it's Yonis. Seven. One a day for the course of the week. Okay, you guys will do that. Okay. It says the Gemara, base of Kodil Amarko, Rosh, base of Kodil, the base of Kodil Amarko, the base of the head of the family comes before the Marko. There was some official in the base on Mikdash. It was like some undersecretary. Marko, Kodil Amarko, the Marko comes before this treasurer. Gizmar Koin, the Koin Hedio, the treasure comes before the Koin Hedio, the common Koin Hedio, Koin Levi, common Koin before the Levi, Levi, the Yisrael, Yisrael, the Mamzer, Mamzer, Nasi, and Nasi, the Gael, all these are in the Mishnah, Brigad Levi, Meshuchar, and finally, the lowest down totem pole is a released slave. And with that, was the troop is magical and charming, with it's only true, and they're all equivalent. The Mamzer was a Talmud Chacham, and the high priest was an Amoretz. So Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham called them a Kohen Gadol Amoretz. Mamzer came to Rosh. He put the heads before the elders. Yoshua, they should circle him, Kishorts, Yoshua, because he needed Kishorts. I'm not sure what he needed for them for. Not sure. Bnei Moshe says because they distributed Eretz Yisrael based on this Canaan. That's what Bnei Moshe says. You know, because they're necessary to adjudicate the matter. But in any event, somehow they're more necessary, maybe because of the midst of Shoftim Anon Zami. And which is they're more necessary, so therefore Iktim Canaan of Rosh, and he put the elders before the heads. Moshe Reshlodis Kanea gave a Talmud Torah. Moshe didn't think learning was hard, because he was giving them as a gift, right? Iktim Rosh Canaan, so he put the political leaders before the elders. Yoshua, they should need to give Talmud Torah. Yoshua didn't come easy to. So he just came watching me put the elders before the heads. Rabbi Shua, the Sichni, Mishem Reb Levi said another pshat. He said, Moshe, they should tell Baruch Hashem, Moshe saw with divine spirit, Shua, see the Mishol, should be lishtabed, but Malchios, he saw that Amisol would be subject to foreign kingdoms, for Roshe, and I'm the Malgabeim, and their political heads would be the ones standing over them to try and counter the adverse effect. There we gain the credit, put them first. Okay? Tani, we learned this also in the Norias in the Bible, though it's vastly different there than it is over here. Tani, I saw you in Kavim Pilpul. It's better to take somebody who knows a lot than somebody who knows how to say lots of lumps, right? Knows to give all sorts of analysis. Better to when you have to choose in a position between two people, it's better to take he knows a lot, okay?
Even though he doesn't know how to teach.
Even though, well, I don't think that's the case. But even though he doesn't know how to, you know, extrapolate and deal with logic.
Academic knowledge.
Yeah. Okay, academic knowledge is better than technical skill, whatever you want to call it. So says the more Rabbi Shmuel, Chod Rabbi Brechia, boy. Show the brother Rabbi Brechia, if you look Rabbi Ami, said true about even Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami didn't was not such a big sadron, right? He didn't know everything so well by heart, but he was a good palpalor. So what about it? So says Umara, he retorted to him, Amalaz, he said, me boy, Rabbi Ami, what, you have a shiloh about Rabbi Ami? It should be, who a sadron, who a palpalor? He was an expert in both. Of course you support him, somebody who was both, even though they don't excel necessarily one, is sworn in before you excel one individual. It's sworn in before you swear an individual is only one and not the other. Okay? Adam Rest teaches us. Now, it's not clear how this teaches us. I don't know exactly where he learned this. I guess from the fact we give credit to Sotron that Adam Rest teaches us Mishnah Kohen in the Mikra is better than Mishnayis and learning Tanakh. The Dom is silent. And there's a proof of this. It says, that's not a proper measure. You've got to learn Mishnayis. Rabban Avni Mikra Commissioner Rabban said, no, learning Tanakh is the same as learning Mishnah. Might not be superior, but it's the same. Rabbi Shmuel Nachman Amar Mishnah Kohen Matar Mishnah Nachman said it's better to learn Mishnah over Talmud. Now, obviously, Mishnah back then meant, you know, just some very terse, not even the artful Mishnayis, as you will see in a moment. I take that back. I have a reason why I just said that. You'll see on the base. Fascinating Gemara. But anyway, I'm not sure if it's correct what I just said anyway. We'll see momentarily. So it said, Mishnah comes before Talmud. My time, why does it say, well, what's the Boston Jesus says? Knei Chochma, Knei Bina. It says, first acquire knowledge, that's Mishnah, and then afterwards acquire understanding, that's Talmud, right? Which is, you know, dealing with the logic or Gemara. But you're talking about Talmud, Knei Mishnah, and says, no! Talmud takes precedence over Mishnah. My time, what it says, Knei Chochma, I told me Harutz to acquire knowledge. What is it? How much better it is than diligence? And then it says afterwards, the Pnei Moshe brings down the pasuk, Uknos Bina. Actually, it's better than gold. Sorry, Uknos Bina, and by Harutz here means gold. Uknos Bina, acquiring wisdom, acquiring understanding. Nibcha Mikhesiv is better than silver. So the way the Kikko Adon learns it, it says by Chachma Knei, singular. It says by Bina Knos, plural. So there he learns Bina is more important than Chachma. Okay? So it says, my mama can't read the time of Rabbi Shmuel Nachman. What does Rabbi Yonah do with that? Which Rabbi Shmuel Nachman said from that pasuk of Knei Chachma Knei Bina, the Chachma is better. So it says a fascinating answer. It says, Mayim B'zov Yayim B'yoyker. Right? Water is cheap and wine is precious, but nevertheless, Efshal Lichios Bol, Efshal Lichios Bol Yain. The world can survive without wine. V'Efshal Lo Lo Lichios Bol Time. The world cannot survive without water. So therefore, even though Bina is second, that's because it's not as hushed, but it's more imperative, right? Bina is Bainanus. According to Rabbi Yochanan. Bina is fine, is more important, right?
One second. What? No, we have enough time.
How does he learn that Bina is Domel Lamayim?
Yeah, now I'm thinking I was wrong about that. Just a second. Each guy is comparing what he says more chashuv to the less, to the more expensive commodity, not to the more necessary commodity. Yeah, I think that's the case. Each of the Spaniards, what Rabbi Yochanan says, look, Bina is more important. Chochma is more basic. So as he's saying, just like wine is more important than water. So that says Knei Chochma, because first you need the water. And that's more basic. But what's more chashuv, what's more distinguished? Bina. And that's why it says, like water, it says more basic. Wine is more advanced, so too Chochma is more basic, and Bina is more advanced.
Where does Das come into this?
That's the end result. Chochma plus Bina equals Das. Okay? And similarly, Mamakai Shul Ben Nachman Tain Rabbi Yochanan, what does he do with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan's supposed to indicate that Bina is more kosher because it says in plural. So he says the opposite is Melech is bezol. Salt is cheap. And understanding is like salt. Pilpul in wisdom is like knowledge is like peppers, but yogurt is expensive. Efshalom and Chias below pilpul, and you can survive without pilpul. But Efshalom below melech, it's not possible to survive without salt. So what's the salt? The salt is the bino. That's why it says knos by binos. It's important, it's, you know, it's necessary, it's essential. So it says buy a lot of it. But what's really more significant, he says? The pepper. Right? The pepper, that's really more significant. I think that's the shot. Okay. Says more advisor. Loyalam. You should always run to Mishnah more than Talmud, which means actually that, although it doesn't necessarily mean that it's superior, it could be that Bina's Machosh, like Rabbi Yochanan said, but you should always have to learn more Mishnah because you can't, you're forgetting it, right? So therefore, you have to always learn Mishnah. Now, here's this more fascinating thing. This is what threw me off before. That's before Rebbe put most of the Mishnah into the Talmud. But once Rebbe put most of the Mishnah into the Talmud, now you should go after Talmud more than Mishnah. Now that's fascinating. What do you mean Rebbe put the Mishnah into the Talmud, right? Mishnah came first. So I think this is a riot to what Rashi says, and I forget where it's a famous Rashi, which I don't remember where it is. But it says Rebbe didn't write down the Mishnahs. He just edited them. And later on they're written down. So it sounds like there was a body of knowledge called Talmud, into which Rebbe introduced a terse and edited version of Mishnahs, right? So before that, Mishnahs were brises, right? So the Mishnahs are brises, they're all parts of brises, so you have to spend most of the time learning brises. But now that Rebbe put into the body of knowledge called Talmud, the terse version, oral version still, of the Mishnahs, so now learn the body of knowledge they're called Talmud over the body of brises and Mishnahs, which existed hitherto. That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. Okay? I forget where Rashi is though. Says Amara, Darish Rabbi Shul, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun. Rabbi Shul, son, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun, Darish the following thing, which is a fascinating drosho. Chacham Einav Ishashir. Smart in his own eyes is a rich man, he thinks he's smart. But Vidal Mevin, a poor person who's an understanding person, Yach Gerena, and that means here, will vanquish him or win over him. Chacham Einav Ishashir, a person who's chacham in his eyes and a rich person, Zebao Talmud. A person who's a big lamed, knows how to learn very well. He thinks he's a chashva yid, right? He's a chashva rosh yeshiva. But who's going to win him? Vidal Mevin Yach Gerena, fascinating thing, Zebao Agoda. A person knows Agadita is superior to a person who knows Talmud. It's amazing, right? Never saw that before, did you? I remember. Don't worry, the word's not going to remain with this conclusion. But it's a nice havamina, right? Sounds good. It's like two people enter the city. Biyaza Esther shows up. One guy has coins of gold. That's the Baal Talmud. Of course it's more choshev. But Biyaza Proto, the other guy, brings him copper coins. Small denominations. Zev Shiodo Esther shows up. He brings him coins of gold. Eino Moitzi. He doesn't fight anybody to make him change or to sell him stuff. He can't exist, right? There should be other protos. He who has the prutos, Motzi V'choye can spend them out and, or exchange them, and he can find sustenance. So maybe in the Balagada, Agoda, obviously he's able to find sustenance, and the Pshat here, I guess, is more Yerushalayim, the person's Baal Talmud. It's amazing to Russia, okay? Because normally we see a stress more on Alocha, but he's stressing more Agadata, okay? Said a few other drushes like this. Right, Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha expounded. Peles, which is a balance beam, Muslim Mishnah, another type of scale. I'm not sure what the difference is. La Hashem, they're both to God. Maaseh, its deeds, Kohav Nekis, are all the stones of the pocket. Stones here, of course, versus the weights and measures. But we dash like this. Peles, the balance beams, and because that's, you know, the balance, that's Tanakh. Mazne, the more serious scales, that Mishnah, that's Mishnais. Mishpat, judgment, Zat Talmud, that's Gemara. La Hashem, it's to Hashem, Zat Tosfos, Tosfos here means the Tosefta, the Brisos. Maaseh Kolam Nekis, these are all the stones of the pocket. Kulam Nekim Schorim Nekis Avon. Nice Gemara. Everybody that's word from the same pocket. In other words, whatever you learn, it's good. Right, all the reward comes in the same pocket. Okay, Rabbi Avakana is the Chalasa. Rabbi Avakana went to a certain place. Ask Rabbi Levi Yosef Vadashi and Dorish Yvonne Rabbi Levi saying in Dashing, Isha Shaitain Loya Lokim, Isher and Chasim Chava, the certain individual who God will give him riches and property and honor, and then the Chasim and Afshom because he's very nodes and lack anything he desires. For Loyish Lentin Lachim Lachomi Menu. But God will not go out to eat from it. Kishna Chriochlenu. But somebody else will eat it. Osher, what's riches and mikra? That's Tanakh. Nechazim property, Elohim, that's Alocha. The covenant honors that places, that's the prices. Veinu Chosel, Nafshom, Mikloj, somebody doesn't lack anything in his eyes. Elo Mishnais, Kedolos. Those are large bodies of Mishnais. And it's interesting, large bodies of Mishnais means prices which have been edited. Not like Rebbe's prices, which became Mishnais. These are the edited prices like the Toseftas. These are three versions of Mishnais. We're familiar with the prices of Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yesha. Seems there's another version of the prices called Rabbi Bar Kapara's version, right? God will not give the capacity to eat from it. Zeh Balagora. Now this drasha, it casts dispersion in the Balagora. Before we gave him great praise. But now we give him, we denigrate him. We say, Abala Gada, Shayna Lo Osir Vlomati, you can't say Osir no Mutter, Vlomatam Vlomataya, can't say Tome or Tar, Kishta Chriya Chleno. So who's going to consume everything? Say Abala Talmud. The guy who learns Talmud, he's superior because he encompasses and transcends all the previous categories. Okay? Come Rabbi Abba Bakana, come Rabbi Abba. Abba Bakana says, cut him up, cut up. The Nashkarishan kissed him on his head. He said, Amre Zachisa, he said, because he was a young time, he said, Zachisa Mermine Yakim, you said this when you were standing. He was really sitting. But he means when you were young. Zachitiske Mermine Mesa, may you merit saying when you were sitting, meaning may you merit to continue to say such beautiful drushes when you become old. Big Shulamanus Kane Mechoname of mine. This is also totally Ushami, no Bavli, like whatever, Bavli is no such question. When you want to appoint elders to this to be rabbis, make a mind from where's the best crop from? Where are the sharpest people? You know, where are the litvax? So where are the litvax of the Yerushalmi? Says Umara, Mitveria and Mitroima. From Tveria, from the south. South meaning Lud, because nobody's living in Shlaim in the town, but Lud and that, those environments. Says Umara, Rabbi Simon, who's from Lud, said Yehuda Yaleh. Says Yehuda goes up first, right? And Yehuda is the zone in the south of Eretz Yisrael, right? Whereas Amalei Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Ami, right? The Yisrael changed it. Hodad Amalei Lemechoma, that's the God of war. We're not talking about going out to war. It's the God of war. Beginning of Sefer Shoftim says Yehuda should go out first to war, but we're not talking about war. We're talking about to a point as a Chacham Avlim Nuya to a point as a Chacham Rei Pnei Melcha Yishvian Shnar Malchus. Those who see the king will sit first in the kingdom. So where is the king? Where is the Sanhedrin, of course? No. The time of the Yerushalmi. Tveria. So he, Rabbi Ami, was from Tveria. Shocker there. Said appoint people from Tveria.
No,
his brother
was one of the choices.
No, Bava was one of the choices. For Shteitza. Okay. Now, this Gemara we had actually recently, I forget where, Sanhedrin? Oh, no, Vedazorah. And Vedazorah in the Yerushalayim. Rabbi Akhid of Shem, Rabbi Shoah, Rabbi Levi said, my Shinoz, who's came out of the space, got you all up, Yericho. The elders once went to the second floor base, got in Yericho. Ain't going there no more. We had Sabasco of Amra, and the Basco came out and said, Amalem said to him, Yesh B'nechem Shnaim, we'll look at Kodesh. The two people among you are suitable for the divine spirit. Vedazorah, one of them is Hill the Elder. Nostu in name is Shmuel HaKotan. So they looked at Shmuel Carter and decided Shmuel Carter was the second guy. Shum nechnesus kainim aliyah v'aliyah b'yavne. Another time they came to the second floor in Yavne. Yotzabasko b'omar, and Yabasko came and said, Amal and said to him, Yesh b'yavne v'shtayim in the Kodesh. And again, the two people stood before the Kodesh. Shmuel Carter and Echem Yem, one of them is Shmuel Carter. Who was the second one? Nesu inayim b'lozim and Hurkanus. The other one decided to b'lozim and Hurkanus. The Smechim, they were happy, Ashishkima Daiton Dasro Kodesh, that their initial impression that when the first Basco came down, that the second one besides Hillel was Shmuel Katan, was substantiated by the second Basco. Okay? Even the Barposi, the Baroshia. Those, now it says your Shabbos, basically, we had this once before, but I don't remember it from there. Even the Barposi, Rabbi Yeshua. Members of the families of Bar Pazi and Bar Oshia, Abu Alan, Mishal, and Bishama, the Nasi, they went to inquire the health of the Nasi every day. Havu, Vavun, Vavun, Ilan, Rabbi Yeshua, those from the house of Rabbi Yeshua would go, or Bar Oshia, would go, only Kadmoy, they were going first. As in the Bar Pazi, so the people asked the Bar Pazi went, Ischatnum, Benisiyu, so they went and married to the Nasi's family. So now they're relatives, so they figure now they have the right to go in first, right? Asum brought me a little kadamai. They came and wanted to go in first. Asum shalom Rabbi Yami, so came and asked Rabbi Yami who goes in first. So Rabbi Yami said, Fakimai said the Mishkan says, set up the Mishkan Kamishpato as was its arrangement, or as was its judgment. Chiyesh Mishpat Leitzim, this is a judgment for pieces of wood. They were beams. This means it was a judgment. Ella, rather, Ezer Keresh, Zochli Nasim Mitzafon, whatever beam was on the north last time, Nasim Mitzafon should always be on the north this time. Medorim, whatever beam was on the south last time, Nasim Medorim was put on the south last time. So therefore, whoever went in first before retains the right. Even though Bar Pazi married into the Nasi's family, Rabbi Yeshua's family goes first because that was their right which they retained from previously. I forget it was the Chasam Sofer, I think, learns from this Gemara. So Keresh and Yinasan, the Safon, Yinasan, Lolan, but Safon, that they always put the beams out in the same place, so your tzitzit should always wear the same way. The same front forward and the same side up. You follow the pattern which pre-exists. And that's what's the that's the Vinik is to tell the front. The Vinik and the extra piece of material, the corners. Yeah, whatever you call it. Okay? Okay? Says Morel, Tartin's Iron Bitsiporin, and a similar story but with a different conclusion. There are two families in Tsiporin. Palvataya Upfagnaya. Whatever the Capulets and the what are they? Farsini. Huh? Okay. Have Am Sham Sham and the Saya can see a koyum. They went to inquire the health of Nasi every day. Balvataya all in Kadmoy. The Balvataya went in first. Venafke, they will go first. Venafke, I'm going to come out first. As a Pagnaya, so the guys from Pagnaya went, the Zohar writes, and they learned a lot of Torah. Asun Bom Meo Kadmoy, so they came and want to go on first. Ishatsu Shem Lokish, Ishatsu Shem Lokish. Who goes first? Now, before we learned that, whoever went first in the past, go first now, right? But here it's different. Shol Shimon Lokish Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Shimon Lokish Shas Rabbi Yochan, or Rabbi Yochan Darshan Beis Midrash, or Rabbi Benoya. Rabbi Yochan went to Darshan Beis Midrash, Rabbi Benoya. Remember, we learned that a lot ago, that's where he Darshan Nagarita. Afilu Mamzer Tam Bechachem, Koyen Gordel Amaritz, even a Mamzer Tam Bechachem. And Koyen Gordel Amaritz, Mamzer Tam Bechachem, Koyen Gordel Amaritz, and here too, Torah gives precedence. Family relations don't give precedence, but Torah gives precedence. Sarvin Lemaymar initially that thought, that was before Rabbi Yochan Darshan this, that the precedence is not in honors, but in practical things. The Podels, the Mamzer Tamachom is redeemed first, Lachios, he's sustained first, Lachasos, he's given the clothing first, so the Yeshiva low, but not in terms of the precedence and where you sit, etc. Rabun said, Afli Yeshiva, so to the precedence in the where you sit, etc. Matar Pasuk said, teach us this, the Yikarim Mipnim, it's more precious than pearls. Afim Mizeshu Nichlas Livnadim Midashin, even from he who goes in the sanctum sanctorum, the Kohen Gadol, Tam Chacham is superior unto him. Hajlo Kohen Mashiach Shechota, Zlicham Mesechus Horios, the Kula Sidra of the Zokin. Hadron for a week and a half from now. We're on track, everybody. So if we do 2 weeks, 6 days, and we have left 2 broad night, we finish no problem.